you back here. You know, I keep looking at the numbers here. At the high in the market was early January this year. We're down, I think, 15% since then. The market dropped below 30,000, came back up to 31.5, down to 30. It's not looking good. And my next guest sent me some information that they think that they already have. It's July now. So either we had a positive GDP in the second quarter or we did not. We'll know in a few days. But Terry Sawchuk is with me, Sawchuk Wealth. And Terry, first of all, good for you being here. Thank you.
Good morning, Steve. Good to be here as always.
Always a pleasure. So here's the thing. I looked at the things you sent me today. So some of the Fed, because you have Fed satellite offices, for lack of a better term, I guess, and some of the Fed offices and officers are saying we've already entered this recession. What do you think? What are you seeing? What do you believe?
Well, the Atlanta Fed has been releasing data that gives estimates as to what they think second quarter GDP was going to be. And about 6 weeks ago, they estimated it to be at 2.5%. As of this week, they've lowered it to negative. And so by technical definition, if you have first and second quarters consecutively negative GDP, that's a recession, right? So on a technical level, they're telling us, yeah, that it's likely we're already in a recession.
Well, that's exactly right. If but why would they go from plus 2.5 to negative? What was the change from just 6 weeks ago? I mean, what happened?
Leading economic data is falling off a cliff, right? So sales are down. CEO interviews are suggesting that they're seeing a big drop in activity. You're seeing a bunch of layoffs in the tech space. A bunch happened in the last 30 days. So you're starting to see the manifestation of a pretty significant decline. And, you know, the scary part, Steve, in all of this, from both just from a market standpoint and just overall economic activity, I guess, is that if you look at the analyst estimates for S&P earnings, they're still predicting growth. And so there's a huge disconnect between what Wall Street analysts have been telling us they think is going to happen versus what's actually happening on the street. And so I think the next leg down is what they call an earnings recession.
Well, here's, here are a couple of things to consider. First of all, we saw a lessening of demand on gasoline. They found the breaking point somewhere just north of $5, right? So that impacts the economy. I've also been monitoring, this is kind of something new for me and a little bit weird, bear with me on this, Terry, but I've been watching rail traffic, right? Rail traffic is down several points. And why that's important is because that means that freight isn't being shipped at the rate it was a year ago, which means goods aren't being sent to be sold at the market, whatever they might be. It might be hard durable goods, could be fruits and vegetables, doesn't matter. Freight is down because prices have gone so high that they've found the breaking point. So if this recession comes now and wages remain about where they are, we could head into a very rough patch, couldn't we?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the consensus so far across people that I subscribe to from a research standpoint is that this might be more steep and severe, but possibly shorter. And I think that's because the Fed at some point will have to pivot. And I think it's going to be a combination of a couple things. Once they see inflation has leveled off, I don't think they're going to need to see it drop a lot. I just think they need to see it kind of level off and not keep going up. And then if you couple that with a pretty significant increase in unemployment, I think that's what the Fed is going to need in order to kind of take a step back. And the reality is the misnomer about all this is that it's about interest rates. It's not about interest rates. It's about liquidity. And the Fed literally in June just started taking liquidity out of the system. And they're going to do it for June, July, and August, and then they're going to double it for September, October, and November. And so we haven't even begun to see the impact of this of drying up of liquidity in the markets yet.
Well, but what we do see, and I think everybody sees it, everybody drives by the gas station, right? And I just saw a guy here.
That's right.
I just saw a guy here who just filled up his Ram 1500 at 4.5 a gallon or whatever it was. That hurts people. Trust me, when I fill up the Suburban with a 27.5 gallon tank, that hurts me. I mean, it brings tears to my eyes. It smarts a little bit, no question, when the prices, because they're just under 5 now in Michigan where I live. People know that. If you've tried to buy a used car recently, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's jaw-dropping. You go to the grocery store, you see problems. It doesn't matter where you look. The price of everything is up through the roof. And it's gotten to the point that 85% of Americans now believe we're on the wrong path. 85, and that includes the majority of Democrats as well. These are bad policies. And Joe Biden and the Democrats keep saying, well, we need to spend more money. Spend more money. How idiotic is that? Honestly, how idiotic is that?
Yeah, Joe Biden is absolute kryptonite right now. Everybody is distancing themselves from him. And for good reason. And the Democrats knew this, Steve. They knew this going in. This is Weekend at Bernie's at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, right? I mean, they literally put a walking corpse in the office of the president, and now they're sort of surprised that this is the aftermath. I mean, come on. This is and he's not pulling the strings. So whoever is – this is Obama 2.0. So, you know, for all those people who love Obama, this is what you get when you get Obama.
Well, I suppose, but it's Obama light, Obama senile, whatever it is. The fact of the matter is now the Democrats are trying to tie their wagon to two things. Well, the Supreme Court, really one thing and the things that come from that. They want abortion, and they want to make the entire conversation about abortion. And now, because the EPA got sent packing, as it should have, by the state of West Virginia for complete overreach, which will ripple through all the alphabet agencies, which is great news for America because of all this overreach and so forth. That's what they want to make it about. They want to impeach the Supreme Court justices. They want to go after abortion and all this. America doesn't care about that. America cares about the economy.
They're not in touch, Steve.
And about inflation. I mean, some, a little, a tiny bit, but not enough to impact the election, I don't believe. Your thoughts?
I think they're out of touch. I think there's a complete disconnect. If you look at the voter polling and you talk about what's important to voters, there's a one list. And then if you talk about what the media talks about are the important issues, it's a completely different list, right? And by the way, I don't want to turn this into too political of a discussion, but here's the thing. The people who are pro-abortion, they're the ones who brought this on themselves because they just kept pushing and pushing and pushing to the point where they wanted to be able to terminate a pregnancy minutes before birth, right? You give them an inch, they took a foot, they took a yard, they took a mile. If they had not pushed so hard to that point, we probably wouldn't even have this discussion right now. And by the way, the Republicans have actually gained traction after the Roe v. Wade ruling.
So that's right.
I think the Democrats are in for a rude awakening if they think that's going to be their rallying cry, because it's only going to appeal to a small percentage of their own base.
That's exactly right. And those people are already there. The point you make is exactly right, Terry, because the people that are hardcore abort at any time during the pregnancy doesn't matter. They're already with the Democrats. It's not going to move the needle at all. They're already there. At any rate, I got to leave it there, my friend. Have a great holiday. Enjoy it. Always a good conversation, Terry.
I'll be on the links, my friend, and you do what you do, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, sir. Terry Sawchuk. Sawchuk Wealth, you can find him online. He's got a really cool logo. It's worth looking for. Trust me on that. We're going to dig deeper into the insanity known as socialism and the Democrat Party. After the break, it's the Steve Gruber Show. Follow me at stevegruber.com as well. I'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are out of control. Their reckless spending is driving inflation through the roof. It's like a big tax hike on everything we buy. We need to fire Pelosi before it's too late for our country and our state. We need John Molinar. Molinar's a conservative who's taken on the radical left in Congress. He said no to their reckless spending and no to their tax hikes. John's 100% pro-life and has a proven pro-Second Amendment record. And John Molinar is endorsed by President Donald Trump.
Great people, real fighters for Trump. John Molinar.
I'm John Molinar. I don't just talk conservative, I fought for our values. Join me so we can fire Pelosi once and for all.
Send John Molinar back to Congress to take on the radical left. John Molinar, the conservative we can count on.
I'm John Molinar, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Molinar for Congress.